Hello, everybody. This is Blake Ruby from San Antonio, Texas. It's been a good week. And today, a good day. The sun has set, but I can still see a little bit of light in the sky. Have you noticed how the sun is going down later now? In the span of about a month, there's been an incredible change, and that's totally amazing. Incredible how that is. Yet we take it for granted. It is so cool, really. You know, we go through the seasons, and it's getting cooler here. What a week it's been. I got to tell you, today, too, I went out today. I should tell you what happened to me. I went to the gym and did Zumba like my wife and I usually do on Saturday at 12 o'clock, but she couldn't make it today. She was getting up. It took a while getting up. And so I said, well, maybe afterwards, you know, we can go swimming, which is what we usually do also. So she said, well, maybe I'll meet you in the swimming pool. But after that, we were going to go eat at a Thai restaurant called Yaya. And so I went to Zumba and danced around, pranced around. I did my own thing. You know, my wife, she, like everybody else, she will follow the instructor. Me, not so much. I like doing my own thing. I just love the music, and so I'll jump up and down. I'll spin around, run in place. I'll run around. Love it. And they don't seem to mind. I get more people that give me smiles and people that look at me like, why don't you follow the instructor? Well, I just like doing my own thing. I just love the music. Anyway, so I went swimming afterwards, and the pool was nice and cool. And then took a shower. I went to Yaya's, met my wife there. We had a nice lunch. And then I had a little bit of ice cream. I don't usually eat a lot of sweets, but there was a Baskin Robbins right next to the Yaya's, and so we went in there, we sat down. That was a nice little bonding period, you know. Some people came in, some children that were enjoying themselves too, eating ice cream. Anyway, well, one boy was. I don't remember seeing any other children. So then I go to, I was going to wash my car. I've got a Toyota Camry, 2016. It's a beautiful car, it's black. And anyway, I was going to vacuum it out, so I go to do the vacuum, and it's $2 in quarters, but I have $1.75, so it's right next to an HEB, and I said to myself, well, I'll go inside and get a few things in HEB, and then ask for change for a dollar, get some more quarters. So I did that. I came back to the vacuum. I got out and vacuumed the car. So when I was finishing vacuuming, this truck pulls up next to me and says, I noticed you got a dent in your back there. You know, it's a beautiful car. And we can knock that dent out for you. And so let me tell you about the dent. I think it happened after church a few months ago. And we went to Sea Island and parked. And you know how people, when they back up, I mean, you know how it is when you're backing up. You have to be careful not to turn the wheel too much in either direction because you can hit somebody's car, right? Like the rear part of the car. Well, that's what happened. And so I have had a nice little dent there above the beyond the gas cap, you know, in that panel. And so these guys, brothers, the Italians, the smooth talking, the guy tells me, you know, he's been doing car repairs for years. And so he said, well, you take it to the car dealership and probably charge you about $750. You might need to rent a car. I can't remember if he said that was included. And he said, I'll do it for half that, $325. So I've been waiting for someone to come along to do that, because we had one of our cars before, my wife's car. She backed into something and put a nice little dent in the RAV4. Anyway, So we had that done for 300, and afterwards it looked kind of not as good as this done professionally, you know. But anyway, it looked better, I think. And so they put some stuff on my car. It looked like turtle wax. And then he went, got inside and banged it out and said, when you get home later on, wait 2 hours and then wash that stuff off. And it looked really good. It looked perfect at that time. So I get home, take a little nap, wake up, go out there, water, get the hose and wash it off. And, oh, by the way, he said, you know, 325. And then he said, well, with a tip, $75 tip, you know, come on. You deserve a tip, you know, it's going to look great. It'll be 400. So I went and got 400 out of the ATM. And anyway, when I washed it off a little while ago, I wasn't really happy. It didn't look perfect. It looked a little bit bumpy. Some of the paint was still missing, you know. And so, my friends, I think I got taken. But I'm not going to worry about it. Try not to worry about it. Fortunately, you know, I think I have enough money, and I can. It was probably worth about $200, so maybe I got taken for $200. Maybe they need the money. I'm not sure. Anyway, I keep learning these lessons to be not so gullible, if you will. I've got a history of being gullible, taken, if you will. But I'm only human, right? I got a good job, and I make good money. So let me tell you about what happened also this week. And by the way, I might have told you about my job before. I won't go into it now, but on Thursday night, we found a rattlesnake, a small rattlesnake in the front yard. And it was about 10 inches long. And this was the third rattlesnake that we've had on our property here since moving here in 2010. And the cat actually had it cornered. And I don't know if you know this, but cats can subdue snakes. I've read that they can twitch their tail, hypnotize them. And he might have scratched it also, I don't know. Because their cats are pretty fast, you know, faster than rattlesnakes, actually. So then I had to, won't go into the details, but suffice it to say that I had to kill it, you know, and I've got kids next door, two children, very young, and it's right in between our houses. So that's what happened also this week. Additionally, I went to the Wounded Warriors on Wednesday, and I sang over there for the Wounded Warriors. That was a good time. That went very well. I sang about five or six songs. I put it on Facebook, and if you want to send me a friend invite on Facebook, Blake Ruby, B-L-A-K-E-R-U-B-I-E. I've got all kinds of videos there that I post. There was a very nice man when I was there who came up to me and said, you are a great singer. You sing wonderfully. And so we chatted a little bit, and I said, would you mind videotaping me singing a song? And he said, sure, I don't mind. And so I showed him my MP3 player and the songs that I had there, and he went through the list, and he stopped at Scorpion, Send Me an Angel. So I sang that song. You ever heard that song, Send Me an Angel? Very beautiful. The Scorpions are a hard rock band, but they also sing ballads. And that is a very beautiful ballad. And what else did I sing? Simple Man. I started off with that. Lynyrd Skynyrd, Simple Man. Journey's Wheel in the Sky. And, oh, I forget what else. So I'll move along. As you know, I am the author of The Gray Brain and the Golden Soul. Because, well, I named my book that because I wanted to explain what the soul is. And before, I've heard throughout my life people not being adequately able to explain what the soul is. Very very simply, the soul is the brain of the spirit. Now, you know, deep inside you, even if you might not admit it, that you have a spirit. Like the song by the Police, "We are spirits in the material world." Yes, we are spirits. And when we die, our spirits come out of our body. And, you know, it's not easy talking about these kinds of things. It's not really a subject of conversation, but in this day and age, my friends, when there's so much violence, you turn on the TV, isn't there so much violence? Why not instead give the opposite, almost like the opposite, talk about things that are spiritual in nature, and not religion, just spirituality. You know that you have spirit in your body, but you don't know too much about that. You haven't given it much thought. You might be young, or you might be old. You're more concerned, people are more concerned with what they're going to eat next, their job, making money, always money. Money's on their mind all the time. I am the same way, but, you know, I believe that we're here to develop ourselves spiritually. Here on earth, to develop ourselves spiritually. That is a mission. That is the mission that God, Creator, the Spirit Father, and the Spirit Mother, too, in heaven, gave us. Everything else is secondary. We're here to develop ourselves spiritually. That's why. So, we have half a day and half a night. Isn't that amazing? That is courtesy of the Creator. Such wonderful power is in display here, being able to rotate our planet in such a way that it will take the light of the sun over there in the distance, the spirit world, heaven, if you will, and give us half a day of light and half a day of darkness. Why? Because as spirits of light, because our spirits are made of light energy, we come from the spirit world, heaven. We came from there, and we're going to return from there. How many of you knew that or thought about that? Did you only think? Raise your hands, please. No, I'm just kidding. How many of you thought that you were born, right? We were all born. Isn't that amazing? We were babies at one time. That is so incredible. And then we die, and then we can go to heaven, or we can go to hell, right? It'd be purgatory. I believe people who commit suicide go to purgatory. But heaven, the spirit world, light. Our spirits are made of light energy. The sun is the source of light in our solar system. It's light and heat. Light and heat our planet and the other planets of our solar system. But also, the energy from the sun rotates and revolves the planets around itself. Did you know that? It's associated with gravity, but different than gravity. Or maybe it's a part of gravity. I don't know. I'm still learning. But I know that the sun is responsible for rotating and revolving the planets and the moon. So you might ask yourself, why does it say that the sun is heaven? Well, you have to understand the big picture. There's a universe that we're living in. It's very big. And there's a lot of suns, right? Not stars. Don't use that word stars. But, you know, we say it very casually without giving it a second thought. But in reality, up there in the sky are really suns and other solar systems. Although our astronomers and our science hasn't proven that there are other solar systems out there. And we are evolving very slowly. You know, we've come a long way. Not too long ago, they thought the world was flat. They thought the Earth was at the center of the solar system of the universe, and everything revolved around that. That was proven wrong. Now we're going to find out sooner or later hopefully sooner, that there is life out there, that there are other solar systems, that the universe is full of solar systems and galaxies. Because when you have so many solar systems, then that makes up a galaxy. Then there isn't any room, more room for other solar systems. So a new galaxy is created. But anyway, as spirits of light, our spirits are made of light energy, billions of electrons. So the sun is a world of light, very special fire. It's not like lighting a match, that kind of a fire. It's a nuclear fire. It's a very special fire, the fire of God. And the spirit, being made of light energy, can live and exist in the fire. Now, you heard me say also that there is a mother God. I kind of ramp on these things, and if you heard some previous shows, you know I talk about this. I still feel that there's a lot of people that may be tuning in for the first time, and I'm helping them to gain some knowledge in that area, in these subjects, I mean. Knowledge that I've learned from other people myself by reading all these different books I've read throughout the years. But yes, let me ask you, for those that believe there's only a Father God, how does the Father God create children? Because we are all children, right? Even Jesus said so himself when he said, "Our Father who art in heaven." I mean, that's irrefutable proof. Irrefutable that we are God's children. So how does a father create children without a mother? Can you answer that for me? No, you can't. A father needs a mother to create, whether it's children or, in the case of our spirit mother and father in heaven, great, beautiful spirits, well-traveled ancient souls whose light is so brilliant that unless you are very developed spiritually and evolved, you wouldn't be able to stand in their presence without having to get down on the floor, prostrate, and be able to look up maybe every few seconds because the light would be so powerful washing over you with its glory and brilliance. And why? Because you didn't develop yourself spiritually here on earth. That's my goal. That's what I'm trying to do. Enlighten myself so that when I get to stand in the presence of my creators, that I'll be able to withstand their brilliance and glory, look into their light, communicate with them in a telepathic kind of way, because obviously when we shed these bodies, you don't have the throat and the larynx making words. Communication is kind of instantaneous. The intent of what we're trying to say is communicated instantly. Anyway, I hear my granddaughter yelling in the distance. She's 8 years old, and there's a lot of screaming. She's always been that way. Maybe that's her way of dealing with her mother. Anyway, without getting into that, I've got some other subjects I want to talk about. Time is ticking. Slowly away into the future, right? Remember that song by Steve Miller, Fly Like an Eagle? Time keeps on slipping into the future. There's a little gecko right in front of me on the screen. I'm out here in the patio. He's like, "Yeah, this town is pretty good. Yeah, I live here. I live around here. I see the flies and the screen." We have all kinds of little creatures living here in Texas. Spiders, rattlesnakes that I mentioned, scorpions. Since we moved into this house in 2010, we've seen about 30 to 40 scorpions. No kidding. Either inside or outside the house, mostly outside. But I think I mentioned on my last show that there was a scorpion that we killed in the kitchen, unaware. It turned the light off. There's bugs flying around the light in the patio, and they're beginning to bother me. So now I can see the moon over in the distance more clearly. very small moon, a thin sliver of moon. Do you see it over there where you are? Isn't that amazing? How the moon is just the right size. I wrote a poem one time. It's in my book, The Gray Brain, The Golden Soul, called Right Size Moon. And I'd read it for you right now, but I don't have it with me. But if you go to the Amazon Kindle bookstore, you'll find my book there. And if you're already a Kindle, or unlimited Kindle person, then you can read the book for free. And I haven't made any money, you know, surprisingly. But my way of thinking, my rationale is ahead of the time, I think. I believe that I am the truth, the light, and the way, like Jesus. But I can show you how to get to the Father also. Excuse me if I offended anyone with that. I'm trying to be like Jesus, right? Walk the walk, talk the talk. So if you're doing the same, you want to be like Jesus, who is very knowledgeable, right? And got to perform miracles, then you should be able to try that too. Go ahead, try it. Next time you're by yourself, put your arms up, look up to the sky, extend your arms and say, I am the truth, the light, and the way. I will also help you to get to the Father. Now, you might say, blasphemy. Well, that's what they said to Jesus. Are you saying that you're Jesus? No, I'm just saying that I'm someone who's trying to be like Jesus. Is there anything wrong with that? Now, don't go getting all offended, you know, about this. You have to think outside the box. It's all about spirituality, not religion. Jesus, yes, he does exist. He exists in heaven. He's at the right side of the mother and father, yes. He's one of the most important higher-up spirits in the spirit realm. You'll see him when you get to heaven. Everyone meets Jesus. But then there's other spirits there. If they haven't reincarnated, you know, like Muhammad, Buddha, all these great visionary, you know, very spiritually developed people in the past. I've heard people say bad things about Muhammad, but not me. I have great respect for Muhammad, and I know that when I get to the spirit world, that I'll meet him. Maybe not right away. As I said, these beings, they can incarnate back here on Earth or in other planets throughout our universe, you know. Reincarnation is part of the evolution process. You know, we can't accomplish everything that God gave us to accomplish within one lifetime. So, I am a man on a journey, just like you, a soul journey. And religion can limit who you are. It can help you. It is a stepping stone, but it isn't everything. It doesn't provide all the answers. It doesn't give you the truth. When you have a money-making business where power is also one of the motives, control, like the church did in the younger days, in the old days, actually, then the truth can get distorted. Real truth, my friend, is universal truth. When you look up to the sky at nighttime and see all those suns out there, the beauty of an evening sky, then you know God is real. That is the truth, my friend. Not religion, all these different religions, but Christianity, all these different types of Christianity. Why? Because people wanted to interpret the truth their way with the Bible. And don't get me wrong, I love the Bible, I respect it, and I know that it has great wisdom. It's the best historical account of what happened back then. And indeed, the divine intervention that did happen is unprecedented. It hasn't happened since. A very special time. But seek the truth, my friend, nothing else. You can learn if you want to. You want to stay stagnant in your spiritual development? You can. But I think there's a lot of people going to heaven these days And they get there, and they have their judgment, a life review. Have you heard of that before, a life review? I know all about life reviews. I read a lot about them, different ways to have them. One thing, once you see what you've done in your life, and it happens very quickly, you'll understand that you were either a success or a failure. You either accomplished your mission that God gave you, that either the Spirit Mother or the Spirit Father, if you're male or female, predominantly as a spirit. And then there, if you didn't accomplish your mission, there's great regret and remorse for not having known better. So don't say or do things you're going to regret having done later. You know what I mean? Also, the devil. I hear a lot of talk about the devil. And I think, I look around and I hear the talk in church and I hear people talking about it. I think people are getting smarter. They're not accepting things anymore without scrutiny, without solid rationale and logic. Well, in my opinion, the devil is none other than Archangel Lucifer. And he works for God. He is in charge of hell and the demons. And because he works for God, he didn't rebel. He didn't take any angels with him. I'm a very logical and rational person. Let me submit to you some logic and rationale in the form of a question. Now, an all-powerful, power without any limit, an all-knowing knowledge capable of looking into the future and knowing what's going to happen, what they want to have happen. It'd be 100 years into the future, or maybe infinitely into the future. Would an all-knowing and all-powerful God make a being that would rebel, especially an angel? Logically, no. An all-powerful and all-knowing God wouldn't do that, because he would have known in advance that that being was going to do that, and he didn't want the being to do that, to rebel and have equal power to God. And not only that, but ruin our lives here on earth with an all-powerful and all-knowing God who would be able to look into the future, allow that to happen? No, logically not. You have to ask yourself, are you a logical person? Some people aren't. Some people don't have rationale as part of their reality system. There are flaws in their reality system. But I don't want to focus too much on the negative. I'm just trying to explain what I think is the truth. And if I offended you, I'm sorry. Because it's a beautiful day. Let me change the subject. God. Let me say a prayer for the, I know we've had these hurricanes, and we're dealing with the aftermath of the hurricanes. There's been earthquakes. Is this the end times, my friend? I don't believe in the end times myself, because I think things can be changed. I don't think that the future is set in stone, regardless of what anybody says, what a book says, what anybody says. I think we can change things with prayer. A prayer group of 20 people can do incredible things, can stop a war from happening. How many of you are praying for President Trump, the administration, Kim Jong-un, for not getting into a nuclear war? You know how close we are. Do you know that? Can you feel the Spirit moving? The Holy Spirit. That call of the Spirit. You feel it? How close we are to destroying ourselves? You can make a difference with prayer. I pray all the time. I've been doing it for years. And I know that some of you out there, you do it. Some should do it more. Prayer and saying good things. What are you doing in your spiritual life? Do you smile to people as you walk by them on the street? Which reminds me of the song, What a Wonderful World. I see friends shaking hands, saying, how do you do? They're really saying, I love you. Yes, my friend, ladies and gentlemen, that is spirit love. Spirit love is different than earthly love. Earthly love is confused with lust, physical attributes. Spirit love is different. Spirit love recognizes the spirit in each of us. It's a special kind of love, different. And your soul is also more important than your earthly thoughts. Because that's what we are, like the song I mentioned by the Police. We are spirit in the material world. You know the first verse of that? It goes, there is no political solution to our troubled evolution. Have no faith in Constitution. There is no bloody revolution. And I have faith in the Constitution, my friend. I think that our founding fathers were inspired. God was The Creator was with them. That was part of the Creator's plan to create a country where there would be so much diversity, and that diversity would give us the strength. It was a country, it was going to be a country founded with God at the center. And now God has been taken out of government, been taken out of schools. And we shouldn't let that happen. We shouldn't have let that happen. I'm going to have to eat something here. It's been a long day, and I'm going to sit down here and just eat. I'm a vegan, by the way, and I've said that on other shows. And it's a long story why I became a vegan. So it's got to do with digestion. You know, I have one kidney. I gave one of my kidneys to my son. I'm going to put my cell phone down here while I eat a few spoonfuls of this soup. Yeah, I eat it from the can. I'm a former Army guy. I've been in the office for 22 years. In the infantry for 4 years. Oh, would you mind me? I'm going to eat some of this. I want to give a shout out to some people. You may be listening to me. I don't know. My son, Bryce, in Burbank, California. A shout out to Bryce. I love you, Bryce. You're the best. May God be with you and help you to achieve your dreams. Shout out to PBS Radio for all the good things they're doing. Helping to make the world a better place. All the shows they have. Great shows on new subjects, you know, psychic mediums, angels, UFOs, many, many different subjects. I've heard some shows, and I want to hear some more. It's been busy, you know. I mean, really busy. Excuse me. I'm going to get some water. then there's other people that are making the world a better place. You know, being kind. You know that word that they use begin with an A? We use it a lot, right? What that really means is unkindness. That's synonymous with that. That is a more accurate way of describing it. And someone is, I don't use that word myself, but just to explain what I mean. The gecko's on the move now. It means unkindness, being unkind. And we are all unkind to each other at times. But the goal is to be kind. Say kind things. That's what it's about. To involve yourself in more light than darkness. It's all about growing your light, my friend. Growing your light. Because when we exit these bodies and transition to the spirit realm, man, it's scary talking about this stuff. But I'm courageous. Our spirits are going to shine like a light bulb. And the brightness of that shining will depend on how much we develop ourselves spiritually. Telling you the truth. It's what's going to happen. So do you want, when you one day transition, hopefully many days into the future, you know, because the more days you can spend here on Earth, better. You're going to notice that you also have a light, and you emanate light, just like a light bulb. And the Spirit Mother and Father, their light is so bright. It's a beautiful, brilliant light that shines like gold, the color of gold and white, beautiful whiteness, a white that you can't imagine. And it extends beyond them for maybe, it's a rough estimate, 50 to 100 feet. That powerful. And they are huge spirits, too. I mean, they're not like ordinary, the size of an ordinary man or woman. Our spirit mother and father in heaven are creators of our soul and spirit, are maybe as big as a house, you know, because they've been growing. That's what it's all about. Growth and expansion. Yes, my friends, growth. And I know that you've achieved some growth in your life. And you can teach me a thing or two about what you've learned. I'm very willing and able to learn from you. We're all in this together, right? I like my radio show. Because I can talk about any subject. And I feel the pressure sometimes of some things that I say. Because I'm kind of going against the grain. You know what I mean? It's revolutionary, but it's the future. Remember, it wasn't too long ago when people thought the world was flat, right? My point is, we don't know everything there is to know. Technology is not the answer. I mean, they're doing some great things with technology. And God bless them, and it continues to do great things. For example, the medical technology. I know they're using stem cells to create organs. And that is a good, good thing. May God bless them and help them. When I say God also, let me just explain it. The Godhead, the God, God, could be the Spirit Mother and Father. Could be either one of them, both of them. It could also mean the creator of the universe, the supreme creator. Oh, the gecko just got a little moth. He just snagged the moth off the screen. The supreme creator is the creator of the Big Bang, which happened about 15 billion You're still. Yes. Supreme Creator. Now, there's another totally different concept, if you will. It's not like we're not created necessarily in his or her image, in my opinion. The Supreme Creator of the universe has created many different species, sentient beings out there, that look very different than human beings. So you can compare the Supreme Creator of the universe to, because everything was created by the Supreme Creator. Everything that we see, whether it's a house, car, a tree, it wouldn't exist if not for the Supreme Creator. Molecules all came from the Big Bang. And so, my friends, what I'm trying to do is I'm trying to bridge the gap between heaven and earth, because we need to evolve to a higher category planet. This planet that we're living on right now, I'm sure you'll agree, there's been many wars in the past. A lot of fighting and killing going on, right? People killing each other is because of the things that they say they disagree with. Like, you might disagree with what I believe. I couldn't be talking this way if I was living in North Korea, right? Or China. I'd have someone knocking on my door saying, "You can't talk that way. You don't have freedom of speech." What? My friend, it is God's will for us to be free. We are meant to be free. And when you impose your will upon other people and don't allow them to do that, you are violating God's will. And so, sooner or later, people will realize it, I think. That's what happened with the United States. People that moved here from England, they didn't want to be subjected to the will of the king, right? And you know how it was back then. And that's why God supported the creation of the United States of America and blessed us to eat more of his food. So our country could be a shining example, a beacon of light, of hope, truth, pursuit of happiness, justice for the whole world. But God's been taken out of the equation because of people who have branched away from the Founding Father's vision. It's true. We need to get back to what those God-inspired men envisioned for our country. We need to fulfill the Founding Father's vision, and we better believe that they still exist in the spirit, or maybe they have incarnated into other lives and other planets. But what they did during that time was amazing, and they had the support of the Spirit Mother and Father, God. But God has been taken out of the government, out of schools. You can't talk about God or Jesus nowadays without people, you can read their body language. They don't want to hear it. Why? Because not that they don't believe in God and Jesus. They just don't believe in the interpretation. I think most people acknowledge that Jesus existed. But for some people, the resurrection and all the miracles that Jesus performed are a hard pill to swallow, so to speak, you know, hard to believe. Maybe not so much the miracles, and I've talked about that in the previous show, but also the resurrection, which I believe happened. And if you've listened to my previous shows, I explained all about the resurrection. But I don't have a lot of time to go into it now. and I wanted to talk about some other subjects. Suffice it to say that the resurrection really did happen. There's a power, and there are extraterrestrials that are out there, and they are observing us. They've interacted with us, with our planet, throughout our history. I wanted to read something to you also from the book, The Contact Has Begun. Let me read this. The author is Philip Kraft. He worked on the LA Times Metro desk for 23 years, retired 25 years. I communicated with him by email a couple of times when I was in Venezuela with the Army back in around 2000. So the book, The Contact Has Begun, is about the intended contact that was supposed to be between our race and theirs. They are a very extremely advanced extraterrestrial race that are still out there observing us. And they had intended for us to have a summit, and we were going to be inducted into the Intergalactic Federation of Sovereign Planets. Sounds like Star Trek, doesn't it? Well, it's true. You know, there's no fantasy involved with this. This is real, my friend. Real. You can read that book, Contact Has Begun. Isn't it amazing how still there's that feeling of not having freedom, freedom of speech? America's all about freedom, right? So this book, Chapter 4, he's aboard a spaceship, and the extraterrestrial called Gus is in charge. And they've abducted him for a few days so he can go back and write this book, and that will be part of the plan so that they can induct us into the Federation of Sovereign Planets and we can become star travelers like them. And it's an amazing book, and he's a very funny author. I mean, he's a very brilliant, intelligent, funny author. You should check out the book, The Contact Has Begun. Chapter 4 starts like this, just like home. Gus ended the session with the announcement that 4 Earth hours had passed since I'd been taken out of my bedroom, and that I probably needed to rest, especially since I'd left in the middle of the night. It was about 6:30 or so Wednesday morning at home. He was right. I was quite sleepy, and a weary ache gripped the muscles of my neck and shoulders. I had slept only about 5 hours in the last 24. With that, he rose, along with several of the other extraterrestrials, and strode toward another one of those sliding doors that always seemed to sense the appropriate moment to open and close. He was obviously much more sophisticated than the devices on Earth that open when someone gets close enough to activate a proximity sensor. Proximity sensor. I saw many instances on the ship where crew members would actually lean against the door or pass within inches of it without activating it. But once one of the aliens decided to actually, let me turn the page, enter or leave, the door seemed to sense, Okay, I've got 2 minutes, so I'll pick that up maybe next time, the next show, which is in 2 weeks from now. And so here's a prayer. Dear Spirit, Mother and Father in Heaven, creators of our souls and spirit, great, well-traveled, ancient souls you are, we worship you. Thank you for the beauty of the planet. Thank you for everything. Please be with us. Help us. Help us to grow and develop ourselves spiritually, to evolve. Change the hearts of those men and women who need that changing to help make the world a better place. we realize that these hurricanes that are part of Mother Nature happen for reasons. And maybe we can control them one day with technology, but in the meantime, we are under the power of Mother Nature, but nevertheless, we acknowledge its power and are grateful for our lives. Thank you. Please continue to bless us. Bless us, everyone, all of your children here on earth. There are no only sons and daughters. We are all your children, and we are realizing that every day. That realization grows stronger and stronger each day. That realization that says we are all children of God. We are all on journeys of development, our souls traveling throughout the universe, reincarnating on other planets. Thank you, Spirit Mother and Father, for everything. Thank you for the miracles of all creation. We love you. Please continue to love us. Help us. Bless Kim Jong-un, President Trump. May we not destroy ourselves. May we instead be patient with each other. Work these things out because we want our children to have a future. Please help us. We need your help. We have to have your help. Thank you. The name, I won't say Jesus. I'll take that back because I don't need to say Jesus. Don't need an intermediary. Anyway, so that's it, my friends. This is Blake Ruby saying goodbye. Until next time, goodbye.